This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Jimmins. And a swing on him high in the air, deep to center field, way back it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights, Big City, bunch of big shots. Tonight's Big Shot of the Night is a double shot. Let's pour another one up for Pete Alonso and one for Oswaldo Cabrera. So Pete just, you know, breaking the game open with another homer closer to the all-time record. Like I said, Pete doing that, you could just exhale. Have a good time. You're on the board. And the MVP paid Pete season continues. Pete goes 1-for-3 today with 2 ribbies, 2 runs, a walk. And Oswaldo today, he wins swag champ. I know Jazz has some swag too. But the cleats and the gloves, the J Balvin Medellin Jordan 3 cleats, what? Unheard of. You know, he goes out there, goes 3-for-3 with a walk, a run, 4 ribbies. And I'm just happy for the guy. He is the nicest guy. If you ever go to any of these meet and greets, he does a lot of those. Shout out to Frank Luna. Shout out to Brandon Steiner. My guy Jake from the Bronx Zoo. Like, you know, these guys have been around Oswaldo a lot. And I think we're all really just happy for him getting the opportunity to start. I hope the Yankees give him the nod more. So he can continue to show what he could do. Man, I wanted him to make that play that would have got Freed all the way through the sixth inning. He had it, but he didn't get it done. Either way, I see you, Waldo. Big shot of the night. Pete Alonso and Oswaldo Cabrera. 888-808-1019. I did find a little bit of audio to clip for Tell Me Something Cool, so we'll do that. But traditionally, you know, the last night of these, or the last hour of the night with these KM to AMs, I open it up for, you know, open mic. I did have a call for Ovechkin that dropped off. I will sprinkle in some other sports conversation, and I will comb through Twitter and, you know, see if there's anything that we missed. But, yeah, before the show ends, if you'd like to join, call me up. 888-808-1019. Brian is in Florida on The Fan in New York. Go for it, Brian.
Good evening, Keith. Thank you so very much for taking my call.
You got it.
So with the history of the Islanders, they will be in the history books again this Sunday if you could afford to go to watch Alex break the all-time goal record. Because if you look at the secondary ticket market, the Islanders actually basically giving away tickets because of the team, the product that's on the ice right now. However, the prices are going off the charts now for Sunday's game.
That is a great pickup. Obviously, if you heard me earlier, right, we thought he was going to have a hat trick and break it tonight. He didn't. But now the next game is at UBS Arena. Let's see. No.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, April 6th, Islanders. Well, I'm looking up the tickets right now. I'll say that place is a palace. It is mint. It is so nice. I drove the 2.5 hours from Jersey out there. I spent more time in the car than in there for our WFAN get-together. John Ledecky hosted us, and I got to sit in his seats. It was amazing. But, yeah, now there are the ticket prices go up to $4,000. They're starting at $897.
You believe it?
Yo, this is nuts. And I'm looking at the for one ticket. Yes. If I got one ticket on Ticketmaster, nah, these are $1,000 tickets. Standing room only, tailgate room, $1,173. But you know what it is? Hockey fans from all over are going to get there Sunday to see history. I'm sure Nationals fans or Capitals fans are driving up from New York. And that's the beauty of sports, man. It's great. And good for, like I said, John Ledecky and UBS Arena. The Islanders aren't going to have many games after that. So, get the bang for your buck off of the Great Eight.
Absolutely, my friend. And thank you so very much for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. Perfect way to start off open mic. Perfect way to, bring some other conversation in. I wasn't thinking about that at all. Now that I'm looking at these tickets, the conversation popped into Brian's head because I was talking about how expensive opening day is and how we just assume everybody can go to opening day. But yeah, now, when you look at April 10th versus the Rangers, you can get in there for $77, lowest ticket. April 6th versus the Capitals, lowest ticket, $897. Oh, I just hit refresh and went back. It dropped to $115. $815. Let me see if I refresh again. Will it change? People selling their tickets? That's another thing, too. I just refreshed it. It went back to $897. If you're an Islanders season ticket holder and you're done with them, you're going to try to get that last big money grab. Do they play them twice here? Tuesday the 15th. They host the Capitals too, but it should be done by then. What if it's not? What if they get two pops at this? What if they hold Ovechkin from scoring and they run it back? Interesting. Now I'm down the rabbit hole here. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to buy tickets, but I'm a fan, so this is interesting. Yeah, the Capitals' next game is Sunday, April 6th, 12:30, they will host the Capitals. Then they'll go play the Predators. They'll host the Rangers. They'll go play the Flyers. They'll go face my Devils on my son's birthday. I won't be able to attend that one. I need to get back to another Devils game. And then on Tuesday, April 15th at 8 p.m., the Capitals will come back to face the Islanders. But you know what? If I go check the Capitals schedule, even if the Islanders shut out Ovechkin, Ovechkin will get it done elsewhere. Ovechkin will get it done at home against the Hurricanes on Thursday, April 10th. So this is it, folks. If you want to go see the Grade 8 break Gretzky's scoring record, Belmont Park, New York, $1,000 a ticket, be there at UBS, 888-808-1019. One's on the clock. Let's go to Carlos in Queens. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, what's happening, Keith?
Hanging in there.
So listen, you know I always appreciate listening to you. Sometimes, you be trolling a lot. You be taking things personal a little bit. I talk, but listen, I got nothing but respect for you. You're a champion. You're a Hall of Fame in my book. How you build, how you rate. Listen, I enjoy it. I can listen to you every day of the week. But at
appreciate
the end of the day, listen, at the end of the day, it got nothing to do with you. But at the end of the day, the mesh run is yours. Is this a player that wants to make money? We're not talking about taking bargains like Aaron Judge did. We're not talking about bargain players. We're not talking about like cheapskate. Like, Like how Aaron Judge did.
Oh, Carlos, you're losing me, brother. Whoa, you're losing me, brother. You said the Mets run the city.
Right.
Which is incorrect, just based off
what we do. This is what we do. Highest contract ever in your sports, in any sport ever.
Well, that's Steve Cohen's money. That's Stephen Cohen's money back, the richest owner. But that doesn't run the city.
I'm not Jewish.
What I'm saying is, just off of your opening day attendance, right, there weren't more people in Citi Field than were in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees had you by 3,000
plus. That's where you get it confused, because in Yankee Stadium, Yankees got like 80 years on the Mets.
You got companies that run the city.
I can break it down. You got companies that got nothing to do. People are not average, not the average person is spending money in Yankee Stadium. I could break it down. Now, when it starts to paying a player how much he's paid, we broke, whether it's a reliever, whether what you want to do, whether it's an outfielder, whether it's a 2-year player, Scherzer. We break records in Queens.
But what? But
you know what
is
the
that?
Yankees do?
Do you have
you
a T-shirt that
do?
Says we break
we
records
we
paying players?
We
you
got to
win. You got to break records for winning championships.
You know something?
You got to get a return
on
the investment.
All your wins are tainted with steroids. Listen, at the
steroids.
End of the day.
Steroids?
We run New York. If there's a player that wants to make money, he's not going to call the Yankees. He's going to call Queens, my Uncle
no,
Steve.
No, the Yankees have a lot of rich players.
Listen,
that make a lot of money.
I got the connect, though. I got the connect. Not like people like Free that you guys overpay.
Okay,
ain't no
Judge,
way Free,
Stanton,
any other team,
Cole,
any other team
Rodon.
Not paying that. Rodon's a, come on, listen.
He's getting almost 30 million
you.
A year.
I respect you. Listen, Keith, I respect
the
you.
Yankees
on,
are
man.
Not
we
poor.
Talking,
the Yankees have money,
now.
Too. Like, if you want to talk
numbers.
About records, the Yankees are worth $8.2 billion. What are the Mets worth? $5 billion less.
But you know what? We dropped a bag when it shot.
Steve
what?
Cohen
your
did
mom?
That. You
your
said
mom?
The Mets run the city. No, they don't. The Yankees made way more money in the postseason than the Mets made in
That's
October.
Great. Your mom needs clothes? We got you. You want a suite? We got you. y'all lost Soto because of that. And y'all global.
Yeah, y'all need security. Got you.
Just remember that.
Supreme
Just
Court of
that.
Soto.
When you tweeting about, oh my God, this guy can't catch. We run New York. Is it a player that wants to make money? He's going to come talk to my uncle. And my uncle.
Players
uncle
want to
Stevie.
Make money and win. You can make money anywhere across
not
this country playing baseball.
Everybody's going to be like Judge. And I respect Judge. Listen, I respect you. I respect Judge. But not everybody's going to be like, oh, how much you need? What's it going to cost? People are going to go where the money's at. You understand? Because that's what we all trying to do. We're trying to feed our families at the end of the day. And not everybody's going to do what Judge did.
I'll let it go for a while. It's getting late, you know. He cursed, so. I remind y'all again, this is a children's program. I speak at high schools. I've got a ton of kids that DM me and are in my comments and whatnot. Young guys, they can't buy beers. They can't even drive. We got to keep the show clean. But what are you talking about, bro? You can't say the Mets run the city when the Yankees are worth $5 billion more. When their attendance is up there, you're on the second half of the attendance. The Yankees are the number one in attendance in the American League. And right now, like, you got to catch up to the start that the Yankees have had. 46,000, 37,000, 40,000, 40,000 at cold rain games in April. Like, you can't not, like, and like, I don't care to go back and forth, but there's been so much of this, and it's like, it's reaching and moving goalposts. You just said it. That's 80 years of the Yankees brand. Yeah, you're going through a rebrand. You can't run the city until you rebrand and win. Winning is the only way. Winning is the only way. And you guys can push the Yankees championships of the past back like they didn't happen. They did happen. I saw five of them. There's people listening who saw more than that. Like, this is ridiculous. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to compare Judge and Soto? Judge is a better player than Soto. He's getting paid much less. He's older. And he wanted to be a Yankee. He could have been a Padre for $400 million. Jackson Merrill just took a shot at Juan Soto. He said, yeah, I know there's $700 million contracts that are ridiculous, but you know, I have relationships with people here. I know my worth. I'm not going to turn down my first fortune. Juan Soto did, and he won, and good for him. He turned down $440 million, and he got $765 million. But, like, let's talk about ROI. You need to get a return on that investment. He doubled today, a little double, little ribeye steak. But, like, you know, earlier I played the clip. Let's play that clip again. Let's bring back the Juan Soto clip now, since you guys want to do it. I thought it was strategic that the Mets had Pete and Juan Soto together at the table in the postgame. And Juan Soto has to be told, hey, man, you're with us. Like, no more going team to team. You're in a Mets uniform for the rest of your career. Our fans are your fans. Let's play the clip of him talking about their fans and their fan base. Like, what are you talking about, bro? It's your fan base. Juan Soto is yours. But, like, Juan Soto is still adjusting to being a Met, clearly. He's still adjusting to speaking to New York media the first time in Citi Field. Great that you had the owner whose franchise is not worth more than the owner across town. You outbid him. You beat him out to get Juan Soto. But he still has the better right fielder in town, in Aaron Judge, for much less.
So
Great. These fan bases, it's amazing.
So this is Juan Soto speaking after the game about his fans, about the Mets fan base, and I just think he's got to get his phrasing down.
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. These fan bases, it's amazing. Like I said in the past, I didn't realize how many fans they have and how many passionate they are, and it's really cool.
Our fan base. We. Us. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how that comes off, bro? That comes off like you're dating a chick that doesn't really love you, and she's just with him for the money. And, like, you know, she's adjusting, like, I guess we're married, you know, we're together. He's rich, and, yeah, it's going to take a little time. 888-808-1019. In other news, as we go through this open mic hour, and we're going to queue up the Tell Me Something Cool. I've got it ready whenever we get that going. I'm going to put that to the side. I'm looking on Instagram. I'm looking on Twitter just for other things going on in the sports world to sprinkle in. If you're a football fan, Julio Jones. You guys know Julio. Atlanta Falcon legend. Julio Jones is hanging it up. He was last with the Eagles that I can remember. Julio Jones calling it quits. Calling it a career. He's out of there. Oh my, well, one of the best we've ever seen. You kind of forget these guys, and they try to go. I saw, like, Lance Lynn retired the other day, and I'm like, wasn't Lance Lynn trying to get signed with a team? Yeah, and then if you can't get signed with a team, you just got to hang it up. That's all she wrote. Enough is enough. And good, football is a rough sport. Football is a game where you shouldn't be trying to press and go too long and play until you can't do it anymore. Football is a game where once the game doesn't love you back, you should give it up. You should just go home and, be with your family and not take any more hits. What else did I have? The Knicks. We haven't spoken on the Knicks, but Jalen Brunson practiced today. He's supposed to come back. I think he's trying to play an X amount of games so that he could qualify for any of the awards, and, like, you just want to get a rhythm back anyway. So the Knicks have 6 games left. I think he has to play in, like, 4 games. But you just want to get a rhythm back anyway with the team. You just want to be back flowing with your guys. And so we can look for Jalen Brunson to return. He's practicing again. Let's see. So people were reacting as, we'll get some calls, I'm sure. We'll get some calls reacting to Carlos and I's back and forth with the Mets and Yankees. But in the chat, what's your return on investment with Stanton and Judge and Cole? They're in the postseason every single year. They were in the World Series with those three last year. They've been to multiple ALCSs. Like, I don't understand why we're doing this now. I guess I'm getting old. I guess I am getting old. As a kid, I watched every season roll into the next season and could not wait. My football team loses. All right, we're done. Let's get into basketball. As the basketball team loses, whatever. Let's get into baseball. And I got used to just literally the seasons changing with the weather and the time and daylight savings time and the calendar and then also sports calendar and not jumping ahead. And I find that more than ever, and I think it's just the influence of social media as I'm live right now on social media for 1,369 people across platforms. And that question just rubbed me the wrong way. What's the return on invest? They're good. Like, they're all good players. They're all-stars. I went to the All-Star game. All three of those players were there. Stanton, Judge, and Cole. What are you talking about? The return on investment is the Yankees win. I've seen them win 100 games multiple times. I've seen them go to the ALCS multiple times in recent history. I guess there's no return on investment if you don't win the World Series. 888-808-1019. Everybody can't win every year. Remember Giannis having that rant about, like, did Michael Jordan fail every year that he didn't make it? Michael Jordan had to fail to get to the point where he was crazy enough to just lock in and not lose. There's always an origin story. It's rare that teams just get put together and don't go through any adversity and win right away. You got to lose to know how to win. So I don't understand now why we're looking at sports in a way where we're just skipping all of the practices, all of the batting practices, all of the meetings, all of the regular season competition that takes place to build a champion. We just fast forward into, this Yankee season doesn't matter unless they win the World Series. The Mets got Juan Soto now. Got to be World Series. Got to make it to the World Series. Got to beat the Dodgers. Like, you can't jump that fast. You can't just get to the finish line. And I don't want to. I want to go through this whole month of first pitch every day. Off days watching other teams. Even as we're coming up this month, I want to get to the point where it's like, okay, NBA playoffs. Like, those shows are fun. I was talking to Ryan, our boss here, about like where we're going to get at the nighttime when the Knicks are in the playoffs, and then we start heating up with the Yankees and the Mets. We're gonna do that in a second. I'm going to pull up the Yankees schedule and some of the teams that the Yankees are going to be playing and the Mets schedule and some of the teams that the Mets are going to be playing and the NBA playoff schedule. So, like, you know, and let's see what happens with the NHL. Let's see how it shakes out. Are the Rangers going to be in it? The Devils are going to be in it. But, like, you guys don't enjoy that? You guys don't enjoy that part? We just got to fast forward through April and get to June? Like, I don't know. I'm not that way. I live it day by day. I tell you all the time, day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month. That's what I said. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm aging out. Maybe these young boys are just like, short attention spans, and there's none of this matters. Get me to the championship. I have the pleasure of bringing in Brooklyn's finest, Big Fan Breezy, for the first time ever on the Fan. Big Brooklyn Nets fan calling from Jersey. What's up, man?
Chilling, man. It's good to hear from you, man.
I've been grinding, bro. I've been seeing you, though. Sometimes I'm watching you guys' content, and I'm not saying anything. I'll be back. This Nets world will be rebuilt.
Yeah, that's why I was calling, too. For one, I seen the content recently that you had posted on IG. And it was kind of like, I won't say I got to know you, but it was a lot of stuff that I didn't know about you. I didn't know you was a quarterback in high school. Like, I didn't know you were a glyph. Just a bunch of stuff. So I just wanted to say that was great content, man.
Yeah, a lot of people think it was just a straight shot to WFAN. It was more like basement. Struggle.
And I want to take some of that to my son to show him, like, you could be a student athlete, you know what I mean? Like, you could care about your major. Don't just look at it, because that's what it looked like. But I got just in that short summary where you were talking about how you wasn't sure about going to the NFL, but you was a student and you, like, you know, went with your major.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll tell you the story for me. You know, I was the number three quarterback in the state. I went to the All-Star game. I balled out. I went to college thinking that college was going to be a breeze, and then I met some actual college football players that were bigger, faster, stronger that were going to the NFL, and I quickly was like, I don't know if this is me. Like, these guys eat nails for breakfast. Like, I don't know if I'm getting there. Yeah. And I went into school undeclared. I literally didn't have a major for the first three semesters I was at James Madison University, where you could take your prerequisites, your gen ed stuff, but like, I didn't know what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. But then once I knew, like, I'm not going to go and play, I'm not even going to play in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I got to figure something out. And I loved all sports. I could always talk sports. And that's when it clicked back to when I was in high school and I called some Pop Warner football games. Someone's dad was like, you got a good voice. You seem like you're knowledgeable in football. You know, you should major in communication. And I didn't know what that meant. But then when I was looking through all the majors at school, I saw communication, radio, and television. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go pro in the NFL, but maybe I could go pro talking about sports. So I locked in a different way. And like, nobody paid for me to go to college. Like, my legs and my arm and my, you know, my athleticism did.
Yeah. That's a great story, man. It's really inspirational. Like, again, one I'm going to carry to my son. You know, also, the word I called for to say was, you know, I was doing my research while I was waiting on the phone to speak to you. And I've seen that the Yankees were founded in 1903, and the first name was the Highlanders.
Yeah. You was digging into this. Like, you could watch that. I remember watching that on Yankeeography on the Yes Network.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. Like, wow, I thought that was their name the entire time.
No, I forget which year they switched to be the Yankees. Maybe the 1920, maybe right before then.
Yeah, it said 1903. And I've seen that they became the Yankees in 1903. And in 1923, they got the first championship.
1923 Yankees won the chip, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I always bring it back to the Brooklyn Nets. So I was thinking, like, do you think it takes the Brooklyn Nets 20 years to win the championship? I hope not.
Bruh, I don't think so. Hopefully that lottery ball bounces and we can get Cooper Flagg. But, you know, I like the head coach. Jordy Fernandez seems like a real basketball savant. And when they get him the guys, I think the Nets will be back in contention sooner rather than later. And you never know with this NBA. It's a young man's game. I hope they continue to get younger. They got some young guys that contributed this year. It shouldn't take that long for them to be competitive, man. They're still going back. Like, I don't know if you see Jeff Teague's podcast. His podcast is huge now. But, you know,
504, yeah,
he just had a clip where he was talking about how he packed up after the Nets beat the Bucks by 50 in that first game.
Mm-hmm.
And how they all thought that the Nets were packing them up. And then, of course, Giannis and the Bucks go on to win the championship year. Man, that year hurt. I was in Milwaukee during that game. I was at a wedding. I was watching on the phone. I was at Fiserv Forum. And then when I came back, I went to those Nets games. I was at Game 7. KD foot on the line. Like, I thought that was the year. Like, that was painful.
Yeah, I know. I remember, man.
It broke me.
Yeah, let me ask you before I go. Do you think that Cooper to Brooklyn got motion?
No. No, I don't think the odds are ever in our favor. I think we had a stretch of the
9%
season.
9% chance. I'm on Tankathon.
It's a 90% chance. I just pulled up Tankathon right now. I feel like as Brooklyn Nets fans and the Brooklyn Nets, we don't get lucky like that.
The thing is, the Rockets had our pick last year.
Right.
And I think they were like 9th or 10th best odds, or maybe even worse.
Atlanta got hella lucky last year.
They ended up with the 3rd pick, and they got Reed Sheppard, who hasn't been playing much. But, I mean, the Hawks had the first pick last year, and they had 10th best odds. So it could happen.
It could happen. Yeah. But I just feel like the Brooklyn Nets are a doomed franchise. We just don't get that lucky. This was the year that, like, it could happen. Whatever, though. Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, those Rutgers Jersey cats, like, I wouldn't be mad with 2 or 3 either.
Yeah, KM, but please, look at how, to his point, whoever just said that, you know, we had 32 Alex. Wins when we Alex. Oh, shout out to
you
Alex.
You know Alex from Talking Nets last year, the year before.
I didn't know that was. I just spoke to him.
Coincidence. Alex was hosting Talking Nets with me, and he's producing the show tonight.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. What I'm saying, 32 wins last season, right? Well, right now we got what, like 25?
Yeah, 25.
So I think it's kind of, you know, kind of plausible that we could get the third pick with Reed being the third pick, Tatum and Brown being third picks. We'll see.
I know you saw the recent deal that, you know, they wanted to trade for KD, trade Jaylen Brown and Derek White. I was like, good. I don't really rock with them anyway, and I'm tired of the Celtics. Hey, Breezy, I'm gonna hit you, bro. I'm gonna be in your next YouTube live stream. I gotta take a break. I appreciate you calling in.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take WFAN to church, just like your dad did. Download the free Odyssey app today and listen to The Fan.
Well, now it's time for fanalyst Keith McPherson. Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
Well done, Alex. Well, today on Tell Me Something Cool, thanks, John. Austin Wells, chicken parm partner, Austin Wells has joined Instagram. His Instagram account is wells.ranked.burritos. Austin Wells has started an Instagram account strictly to rank burritos. If you didn't love this Yankees team, it gives you another thing to love. So his first post, he has a chorizo egg salsa and cheese breakfast burrito. It's marked 4425 Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Parkhurst Dining. And you know what's funny about this? Like, he's probably going to get so many people to reach out to him. Like, he's going to Detroit next. Somebody in Detroit is going to be smart enough to be like, hey, Austin Wells, we have breakfast burritos here. We have Mexican burritos here. We have whatever. Like, come in and do a feature on us. So he said, this burrito had great flavor and perfectly cooked eggs to make a wonderful combo of spice and texture. I rate this an 87 out of 100. So he's doing a ranking out of 100. And it's funny because I'm like, wow, this just inspired me. And shout out to Big Fran Breezy, who was referencing my YouTube channel and the content on my YouTube channel. I went to the Torah Academy of Bergen County, and I spoke with the young men there. And my boy Dalton filmed it, and we made like a little 22-minute vlog out of it where I literally tell my life story from like high school to college to after college to professionally in New York and making it to WFAN. And now I have some new content for my YouTube channel that I'm going to work on this summer. Because back when I was in college at Monmouth University, I used to always have 10 bucks for a burrito. And it didn't matter if it was Surf Taco or if it was Finn's. Or there was this place that used to be called Shaka in Pier Village that I used to go to. There were mad places in the Shore to get a burrito. I used to just have $10 to go get a burrito. And so I came up with this idea, and this is like now, like I don't even know, like 2012 or 13. So we didn't have the 4K phones that we have now. We didn't have the apps and the editing stuff in the apps. So I had this whole like plan of like, okay, Jersey Shore Burrito Tour. That's what I was going to call it. The Jersey Shore Burrito Tour. A little bit of a rhyme there. I'm always trying to rhyme. And I was going to go to different locations around the Jersey Shore, like show their menu, pick a burrito off the menu, try it and rate it like this. And I'm like, all right, now I got to do this. Now, Austin Wells just unlocked a memory of something that I tried to do, but back then didn't have the people to shoot it. Didn't have the following, didn't have the, I don't know. Well, like now I do. Now it's like some extra content that has nothing to do with sports that I can add to my social channels and my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel, not under my name. My old YouTube channel was under Keith McPherson. My current YouTube channel is McPherson Brand. And my LLC is McPherson Brand because I am building my brand, not just for me, but for everybody in the McPherson family that follows behind me. Because what I've learned the hard way is legacy is important, inheritance is important, and if nobody blazes a trail for you, it's going to be extremely hard for you to blaze a trail yourself. You can do it, but it certainly helps if there's someone to pass you the rope or send down a ladder or, you know, give you a little bit of a boost. So if I'll be the first one to put the flag down in the McPherson family, you know, motivated really from the passing of my brother who didn't have anything to inherit and also didn't have anything to pass down. And then the birth of my son, you know, my son Jackson McPherson, I just want him to be stable. I want him to grow up and see all the things that I was able to do and believe that he can more than do it. Like, if I was able to do all this, bruh, and I'm handing you everything that I have in my name and, you know, going to put you on. And yeah, I remember I used to say like, I didn't understand nepotism or not understand it, but like, you know, I didn't like nepotism. I was jealous of people that had nepotism. Now that I have a son, I'm like, I completely get it. I'm looking out for my baby. I'm looking out for my own. All this that I'm doing right now, it ain't for me. I'm not going to live to really see all the benefits of it. But I sure hope my son does. 888-808-1019. See, it's open mic time, so you know we don't have to talk just sports. It doesn't have to be about Juan Soto chants. It doesn't have to be about MVP. It doesn't have to be about Aaron Judge's silencer conquest. Something that I did see in my chat right now that, you know, was about the conversation we were having before about tickets. A guy named Bourbon Meyer, great play on words. He said, bro, there's folks halfway around the world saying maybe one day we'll save enough money to get to New York and maybe see any of these sports teams. You know, like we take it for granted, but there are people across the country that look at New York like a movie scene and their dream is to get here and be able to see the Knicks in Madison Square Garden, and the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, the Rangers in Madison Square, or the Mets, any of these, the Giants, the Jets. Like, I've seen all of them. And I kind of take it for granted. I've been to all of these stadiums and ballparks. I'm trying to think right now. Is there anywhere that I haven't been? I think I've been to both baseball stadiums, ballpark stadiums. I've obviously been to MetLife. I'd never seen the Rangers live, but I've seen the Devils and the Islanders. And I've obviously been to Madison Square Garden, seen the Knicks, and seen college basketball. What am I leaving out? I've never seen the Liberty.
I'm going to a Red Bulls game now.
I was about to say, I'm going to my first Red Bulls game very soon. Shout out to the Red Bulls for reaching out, making me the new face and voice of the 2025 campaign. I got the jersey. I immediately went and ordered some red Adidas. I'm more of a Nike guy, but you can't clash the Nike. That's a pet peeve of mine. When I've seen people just on the train with Nike socks and Adidas shoes, I can't even look at them. Why do you have to do that? But yeah, I'm a Red Bulls guy now. I'm going to go see the Red Bulls. I've been at Sports Illustrated Stadium because that's where we shot the video at. I got to go on the field. Shout out to the Red Bulls for real. They show big love. NYCFC, I remember going to opening day 2017, and this is when I was pop, so I just got the cheapest ticket I could afford. I was sitting in like 400-something. And I saw the lines on the field, the soccer lines on the field, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And that just made me like not like NYCFC. And I'm from Jersey, the Red Bulls play in Jersey. And they're literally just a PATH train ride away from me. So I'm rocking with the Red Bulls. What other teams have I not seen? Football, basketball. I've obviously seen the Brooklyn Nets. I didn't even include the Brooklyn Nets. I've been to 100 Brooklyn Nets games. The Nets have broken my fandom. The Nets have honestly just like this season, the season before, all the shenanigans that went on the last few years, all the promise that they had, and it just got wiped away. I didn't even include the Barclays Center and like Continental Airlines Arena, the Izod Center. Obviously, been to Prudential Center. Said that. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Let's see. 888-808-1019. This is my last like 5 minutes for calls, but I'm interacting with people in the chat. Shout out to Mike. Mike is a great Yankee fan. I ran into him and his wife. I forget when I ran into you, Mike. It was so great to meet you guys. We were right by the guy that was selling the the like pamphlets, the books. It was like 3 years ago. And Mike has been rocking with me, rocks with me every single night. He said, I missed that Tell Me Something Cool on the broadcast. I'm like, see? So I did some. There's another segment that I'm working on. Like, once we really get flowing into baseball season, I brought Big Shot back because there were some people like, hey, Big Shot of the Night should be this guy. And then Tell Me Something Cool. Someone asked, hey, why don't you do Tell Me Something Cool anymore? I'm like, honestly, it was John that made it cool. And you know what the coolest thing was? Susan told me, she's like, John used to practice his delivery on Tell Me Something Cool. I love John. John is the best. He's like, John wanted to like say it cool for you. Like John would say it a few times to like make sure he did it with his John Sterling delivery. Hey, Keith, tell me something cool. So that will be a reoccurring segment. And there's another segment that I have in mind that I'm working on perfecting. I don't want to give it away until we can actually do it. But, shout out to Mike for bringing that back up. Question from Mark James, and this is cool too. This is a segment. Segments from online, like segments from my live chat. All 1,522 of you watching live online. Question, is the automatic ball and strike technology coming this season? And if so, why mid-season? No, it won't be here this season at all. They tested it in spring training. When I went to George M. Steinbrenner Field, I got to see it. I think I posted a picture of it on Twitter. It's the second time I got to see it live because in 2023 I went to Seattle and saw the All-Star game. And when I first saw it there, it wasn't at the All-Star game. It was at the Futures game. Spencer Jones was playing in that game. Brandon Crawford, some was playing in that game. I forget who else was playing in that game. Some good players. But when I first saw it in that game, it was just the ooh and ah and the suspense of like challenge. The call on the field is being challenged. Like football, you're used to seeing that. Just the like suspense of like it being challenged and then you wait for it, and then you get the, like, I'm like, baseball needs this. One, we need it just to get it correct because there's so many ridiculous calls, like how the Yankee game started today. And two, we just need it for a flair and effect. But I don't think it'll happen this year. I also don't think it'll happen next year. I think it'll happen after the CBA runs out and after they lock out. So maybe in the 2027 season when the season starts Memorial Day weekend. All right, I got to start packing up to get up out of here. I don't think anybody else is going to come in with a last-minute call. But yeah, appreciate the people in the chat. Mad love online. Mad love. Like I love the fact that this many people care about sports. This many people listen and watch. Listen to WFAN. Watch, you know, the internet and social media. It is a huge blessing for me to be somebody that you guys value, that you guys respect. And even all you randoms that hide and disrespect me. Like, I got smoke for y'all. That's what I said. What I say in the rap? I don't even remember what I said in the rap. I said they hate on me every day, but every day I get my lick back. Every day somebody hate on me. Honestly, the inspiration for the rap came today. Like I said, I was listening to Howie call the game, and that beat was playing in Citi Field. And I was like, oh, I'm like, that's the Drake 0 to 100 beat. Then it just got stuck in my head. And then I go back and forth with people on Twitter online, and this guy was like, bro, you're the only host at WFAN endorsing the F Juan Soto chants. And I'm like, you think I'm endorsing the F Juan Soto chants? I'm like, you're mistaken. I'm just accepting it. I just know that we can't stop them. I know that we can't control the fans. It has started now, and it's a copycat league, and it's just going to continue. And so he didn't like what I had to say, and he was like, whatever, bro, you're a DEI hire. And I was like, I've never heard this term so much. And I thought DEI was supposed to be rolled back, right? They was, you know, taking the Jackie Robinson story on. I thought it was over. Tyler's in Norwalk, Connecticut before the show is over. You got it, Tyler.
Hey, Keith. Appreciate you me being the last caller.
You're in there.
I just want to talk about the torpedo bat quick, that situation before that blows over, which it obviously is, obviously right now. But I think a cool topic to bring up, I think that the torpedo bat eventually, you know, maybe could be involved with like AAU in high school. And I think it could be a good thing, obviously, for the MLB, you know, for stuff like that with AAU. But will it affect scouting if certain players in AAU and high school are using that bat? Do you think scouts will look at that in a different way? And maybe say, you don't think so, Keith?
No, it's equipment. It's just the evolution of equipment. They don't look at, you know, these different gloves and these, you know, it's these cleats and different helmets. They don't look at those. I mean, I don't think it gives you that much of an advantage. I've been saying all week, it's not the wand, it's the wizard. It's not the arrows, it's the archer. Like, you know, you still got to hit the ball.
Right. No, I agree.
Thanks for the call, Tyler. Everybody be safe. It's Friday night. I know it's a little warm out. As I came in here today, I was like, oh, I see what the city is turning into. These girls are out here. They don't have jackets on. These dudes are out here looking thirsty. Everybody be good. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend. Baseball is back on. And I'll be back on Monday. Pete Hoffman is coming up next, and yeah, Pete'll restart this whole thing. Was Pete at opening day today? I don't know if he was, but Pete is a Mets fan, and Pete is a Pete Alonso fan. So more of that on the fan coming up. Keep it locked right here. My name's Keith McPherson, KM to AM. Another one in the books. Have a good night. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.